Good morning. This is Diana and Annabelle with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the owner of a Queensland pineapple farm has been cleared of his charges after a young worker was electrocuted in 2021. The 25-year-old man was working near a harvester when it came into contact with a sagging power line and inflicted serious electric shock. After an investigation by the Work Health and Safety Body, two members of the family were both charged with one count each of failure to comply with electrical safety duty owned by a person conducting a business. The company was fined $300,000 in the Rockhampton Magistrates Court in 2023, but a recent appeal by one of the family members, Nathan Luke Stevens, has been approved, clearing him of all charges. And in some bright news, Brisbane teen Sam is racing against time to qualify for the triathlon professional circuit and honour his terminally ill father through the sport they both love. At the end of the 51.5-kilometre race, the 19-year-old ran to his father, embracing in a hug, stating, "It was something I will cherish for my life." He became a world champion earlier this month, winning the title for his age group in the Standard Triathlon in Wollongong. Sam first picked up triathlon at the age of 7 and is now looking at becoming an Olympian with the Brisbane 2032 Games on the horizon.
In national news, residents of Malmesbury, Victoria have voiced their disappointment over a decommissioned youth justice centre that is now set to reopen. Since closing 2 years ago, Concept plans to build a reconciliation museum, art studios, education and training, co-working spaces and research centres have been slashed with a new plan to reopen. The Victorian Corrections Minister said the decision to reopen came amid a 46% rise in remand rates following bail reform in March. The 100-bed facility will initially operate with 30 beds and 114 staff at an operating cost of more than $141 million over 5 years. And the Queensland Council of Social Services has revealed that the state's social housing register has hit a record high of 56,000 people. Across the state, we are seeing increasing levels of homelessness, said the council's CEO, Amy McVeigh. We know that there are many families with children on the social housing register, people with disability, and many First Nations households, she said. She attributed much of the problem to the unaffordability of the private rental market, with the wait time for public housing now averaging 2.5 years. Minister for Housing Sam O'Connor acknowledged that thousands of new homes are being built at record speeds, but said this is still not sufficient.
In international news, the French Parliament has ratified an amendment to include consent to the legal definition of rape law. The change comes as a result of the years-long debate which gained urgency after last year's Pelicot rape trial, where the defence of many of the accused was hinged on the fact that they could not be guilty of rape because they were unaware that Miss Pelicot was not in a position to give her consent. The new bill will make this argument more tenuous, as it says that consent must be free and informed, specific, prior and revocable. Now the law will say that all sexual acts done to another without consent constitutes rape. This is a historic step moving forward, following the footsteps of several other European countries, including Germany, Sweden and Spain.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with some sunshine coming through here and there. Expect some showers and a thunderstorm later today. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
This is Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.